Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Tuesday, May the 19th, 2020. We start with the distressing news that Los Angeles Police Department have reportedly called off the search for former WWE star Shad Gaspard. This follows yesterday's news that Shad Gaspard had disappeared after getting caught in a Venice Beach rip current. Gaspard was swimming with his 10-year-old son around 4 o'clock on Sunday, but got into difficulty. Lifeguards quickly rushed to help them, and one witness told TMZ that Gaspard had directed rescuers to help his son first. After lifeguards safely rescued his son, another wave hit Gaspard, and he has not been seen since. A spokesperson for the Los Angeles Fire Department said they believe Shad did submerge. Since this story broke yesterday, as we said at the very beginning, we understand that the search has been called off. Shad Gaspard wrestled on and off for WWE from 2002 until 2010. Alongside JTG, he was part of the popular tag team Crime Time. And since being released by WWE in 2010, he kept himself busy doing motion capture for the video game God of War. He was helping with stunts on the 2020 DC film Birds of Prey. He's also took a few independent bookings along the way. I know Game Changer Wrestling have shared some footage of a Crime Time reunion that they had at one of their shows recently as well. MVP posted onto Twitter the following. Tweeted at the request of Shad's family. Shad's family appreciates all the love, support and concern through this horrible ordeal. At this time, they are not ready to make any public or official statements to any media outlet and ask all to respect their wishes. We here at Cultaholic send our thoughts and prayers to the family and friends of Shad Gaspard. We would also like to send our love and support to the family and friends of 411mania.com's Larry Kazonka. Yesterday, it was announced that Larry, a longtime wrestling writer, had passed away. Every major wrestling writer, reporter, blogger, YouTuber, podcaster, anybody who reports on wrestling online will have, knowingly or not, encountered the great work of Larry Kazonka, as he's been a part of the wrestling journalism landscape for decades. 411 Mania announced the following on Twitter yesterday. They say, in news that has left us all absolutely devastated, we are extremely sad to announce the passing of Larry Kazonka. Larry was obviously an icon for his writing, but more importantly, he was an amazing husband and father who had a family that loved him dearly. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the lack of talk about Roman Reigns lately. There's been speculation on when Roman Reigns will return to WWE TV and whether or not there is some issues between WWE and Roman since he made the decision to step away during the pandemic. Roman Reigns not only is immunocompromised, but he has a family, and a young family at that, and he was concerned about their well-being during all of this, so decided to take WWE up on their offer to take some time away. Now, the speculation has regarded some negativity towards Roman for doing this, and it comes from the lack of acknowledgement of Roman Reigns in any capacity on WWE TV. I mean, it's all well and good to not mention a guy who isn't on TV because they're not on TV, but The real speculation started with Roman Reigns being cut out of the recap of WrestleMania, the night that Seth Rollins cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase, they cut around Roman Reigns to the point where it didn't look like he was in the match in which Seth Rollins won the WWE title. It was very peculiar. We do have a couple of answers regarding Roman Reigns' current standing in WWE, thanks to Fightful. We'll get to that in just a second. But regarding when we will see Roman again, Fightful spoke to a source high up in WWE who told us that Roman Reigns does not seem in any rush to return, and nobody here faults him for it. The person would note, right now, no indication if or when a return could happen has been given, saying that he could head back in 2 weeks, in 2 months, or be out indefinitely. Reigns is not figured into plans creatively at this point. Another person in WWE spoke about Roman Reigns, saying, quote, Roman is going to make over $1,000 on Cameo every day. So even if they stopped paying him, it wouldn't matter. Several sources within WWE also commented on Roman Reigns being edited out of the Seth Rollins cash-in video. And some interesting thoughts have come from that. One saying, I have no idea. I could see it as, yes, you should read more into it. And I can see it as the point was Rollins and Drew are on similar paths. I really don't know. Another person said it was an out-of-sight, out-of-mind type situation, which I certainly feel like it leans towards. Like, Roman Reigns currently isn't on WWE TV. So why acknowledge the fact that he is not there? But obviously by being so proactive as to remove him, you're kind of acknowledging him even louder, if you see what I mean. Yeah, I genuinely don't think there is any ill will between WWE and Roman Reigns. It would be terrible if that was the case. He's simply just taking time away. It's an interesting time for WWE, since two of their biggest stars are now not factored into storylines going forward. Of course, Roman Reigns, as we spoke of, and also Becky Lynch, who last week announced that she was expecting her first child. So Becky Lynch now factored out indefinitely. So we are about to enter some really interesting times in WWE, where two of the major stars of the company, two of your pillars, the two on the cover of the last WWE video game, are now no longer part of plans going forward. Interesting times ahead. Michael Mansry, the vice president of global television production, as of last week, has left WWE. He gave his notice several months ago, but his reasons for his departure are as yet unknown. Now, this is quite a big deal, because Mansoury was seen by many as the heir apparent to the role that Kevin Dunn plays as the executive vice president. He was certainly set up to be the new Vince McMahon right-hand man should Kevin Dunn step away. A PW Insider noted that with Mansoury and Kerwin Silfie's recent departures, Kevin Dunn and Marty Miller are going to be handling broadcast of WWE TV, which is an extra bit of work for them. Whether or not we will see a marked difference in the product, we will find out. Mansoury was a graduate of Hofstra University in 2005. He's been with the company for just over a decade. He started as a production assistant and was named VP in March of 2016. He worked for MTV before that. What he's going on to do next, we don't quite know. We should probably check out his LinkedIn at some point. It'll probably tell us there. Backlash is taking shape. Randy Orton and Edge will face off in the, quote, greatest wrestling match ever. Okay. Orton laid out the challenge, as we know, last week. Edge responded this week, saying that he has far more passion for the business than Orton ever does and ever has. Great mic work from Edge and Randy Orton over the last couple of weeks. Also, it looks as if Drew McIntyre is going to be defending his WWE Championship against Lashley. They convinced Lashley, MVP convinced Lashley, rather, to go for the WWE title on Raw last night. And Raw went off the air with Drew and Bobby Lashley staring each other down. We are very much heading towards a title match between those two on Sunday, the 14th of June. AEW announced today that the final participant in the casino ladder match at Double or Nothing this Saturday is going to be a mystery participant. Darby Allin, Colt Cabana, Orange Cassidy, Phoenix, Scorpio Sky, Kip Sabian, Frankie Kazarian, and Luchasaurus all confirmed for the Gauntlet match. One name not yet known. Now, how many days have those WWE guys got left on their no-competes? It could really be anybody at this point. I'm very intrigued to see who they get for this one. There is quite a few names floating around that could potentially get the industry talking. We'll find out on Saturday, won't we? The winner of said match will receive a future shot at the AEW World Championship. Combat Zone Wrestling under fire this morning. So this started after veteran indie star Lufisto put out a video calling out CZW and WSW, the Women's Superstars United, for selling some of their women's matches to a third-party company and being promoted as softcore adult material. So CZW announced earlier on this month, this post since has come down from their website, but it's doing the rounds on Reddit, that they've got a whole list of event, whole litany of events coming up based on best of footage, essentially. The names listed in their announcement include CZW Wrestling's Worst Injuries, and then the other one, which has caught a lot of attention, CZW Girls Top Heavy and Tough. The matches on that show feature Shanna, Sassy Stephanie versus Tessa Blanchard, Cherry Bomb versus Leva Bates, and Athena versus Nia Barilla. Now, the pay-per-view itself has come under fire for its name from both wrestlers and fans. Lufisto, in this video online, notably said it sounded like softcore porn and was disgusted by the title of it. Now, CZW have commented, saying 2 years ago, CZW entered into a licensing agreement with a national media distributor to license CZW and WSU footage. The promotion went on Twitter to say that company has the right to utilize the footage without limitation. They have repackaged and renamed shows as it is their right to do so. Our athletes, regardless of gender, are just that. Athletes whom we are proud and appreciate. We stand behind the ring action in all of our footage. Quite a few are getting very angry about this on Twitter for the right reasons, in the sense that, you know, when you sign up to work on a wrestling show, you're not expecting it to be sold the way that it is being sold. We'll keep an eye on this one. In an interview with Ring the Bell, Tainara Conti contends that she never got a shot to really prove herself in WWE. She said, "I need to feel like I'm useful. The last couple of months, I was not feeling that anymore. I was trying to have conversations, asking for opportunities. Don't get me wrong, I never asked for a takeover match. I never asked for a title shot. I know everything is step by step, but I was on the same step for a long time." Tainara Conti was one of the wrestlers released last month in those mass layoffs. There was talk that she'd been released a few months before this, and that turned out to not be the case. So she clearly wasn't happy with the company for a while, as that impression was coming out, and that was certainly the impression on the inside as well. Conti continues saying, "I picked 100 different gimmicks. They were like, no, keep doing what you're doing. I tried to change my hair, to change my gimmick, to change my gear. And they were like, no, Tay, don't change. Just keep going. The opportunity is coming." Despite voicing her displeasure and questioning her place within NXT, she was actually quite surprised when the news came down of her release. She said, "I was not expecting it at all. When I got the call, I was feeling so bad. I just sat at home and I was just crying." In retrospect, she wonders why she wasn't granted the release sooner. She said, "I'm not able to do anything right now. I'm getting kind of crazy because I'm at home doing nothing. Why didn't they give me my release a couple of months before? Because then I would be able to do something." With regards to what is next for her, Taya said, "I don't know much about the indies or other companies. It's all kind of new for me, but I know I can learn. And that's exciting." So you remember the Shane McMahon Undertaker Hell in a Cell match from WrestleMania 32? Turns out it was the Undertaker's idea. Shane McMahon was having a chat with ESPN all about it, and he said, "I took a hiatus from WWE for a while prior to the match. My three boys had never seen me perform live. They're the main reason I changed my life around, to be more involved in their personal lives. They'd asked me about doing it again, and I figured if the right scenario ever came around, I would consider it. One day, I get a call from my friend, Mr. Calloway. He said, 'What do you think?' I ask, 'About what?' And he says, 'Me and you.' My gut was that I didn't want to say no, which stunned me. So I told him to run it by the boss and see what he thought. Undertaker called Vince, my dad called me, and the rest is history." Following on from the series finale of Dark Side of the Ring, which documented the tragic passing of Owen Hart, Martha Hart recently told CBS Sports what she thinks of the WWE Hall of Fame. She says, "There's always been talk of, we want to put Owen in the Hall of Fame. Their Hall of Fame isn't even a hallway of fame. It doesn't exist. There's nothing. It's a fake entity. There's nothing real or tangible. It's just an event they have to make money. They put it on TV and they have a celebration and it's just ridiculous. I would never entertain it. It's garbage." So Martha's not a fan. However, she has said in this same interview that she's forgiven those involved in Owen's passing. She says, "At the end of it all, I've forgiven all of them. The Hart family, Vince McMahon, I hold no grudges. I hope life has been kind to them. My life hasn't been easy, and I certainly wouldn't wish harm on anyone." Also, it's worth noting that last night, the first Owen Hart merchandise since his passing has been released by ProWrestlingTees.com, and you can purchase it right now at ProWrestlingTees.com/Owen Hart, with all the proceeds going to the Owen Hart Foundation. And finally, we wanted to end on something a little bit brighter. So, how about some milk?
I want it. Whoa! That's Kurt Angle's music, but my God, he wouldn't be coming out here. My God, what is that? That's Kurt Angle, all right, but it's a damn milk truck. Kurt Angle's driving a milk truck right up to the ring. Angle just butted the milk truck right into the ring. And he's throwing milk cartons at the audience. Oh, my God.
Infamous milk truck bit from Monday Night Raw in 2001. Kurt Angle took to Instagram feeling quite entrepreneurial the other night, and he said, "So if The Rock is selling his own tequila and Steve Austin is selling his own beer, I'm going to sell my own milk. Angle's milk coming soon. It's true." Now, don't believe everything you read in wrestling, but would I pay extra money to buy a carton of milk with Kurt Angle's face on? Yeah, I probably would, to be fair. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for today at cultaholic.com right now. The first week without Becky Lynch on our TVs, and the first of many. She's away indefinitely, off to start a family. So check out Becky Lynch's top five moments in WWE. One of those involves her busting her face wide open and becoming a hero for it. That is at cultaholic.com right now. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, if you haven't checked it out already, 10 wrestling gimmicks inspired by movies. If I said to you Cape Fear, you'll be surprised the amount of wrestling that film has made. And on the Cultaholic podcast feed later on today, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review. It is a watch-along special. Myself, Matthew Gregg, and Justin Henry all got together to watch WWF No Way Out 2000. And you can hear that on the podcast feed a bit later on today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.